this is reporter Jatin Patel reporting for Business. The title of this podcast is Desegregation Means Equality, right? Well, the Civil Rights Movement was a proud time in American history where the U.S. struck down all political barriers that would restrict people of color from their constitutional rights. For 150 years, African Americans had been a largely obedient subset of American society after slavery was abolished until the Civil Rights Movement. The impact of slavery, though, has impacted each and every African American in the United States up till today. Even though people of all races have gained political equality, there is too much economic and social inequality to call every race equal. Economically, median incomes across various races still differ. Gunn says, between 1983 and 2016, median African-American household wealth declined by over 50%. A big chunk of that decline occurred between 1995 and 2013. If Black Americans are more likely to lose wealth than other races, this is yet another sign of racial inequality. Hi, I'm here with Christian. Christian, are things really much better than they were 60 years ago regarding racial inequality?
No, Jatin, because the poverty rate for African Americans is 2 times higher than it is for Caucasians.
Thank you, Christian. Before the Civil Rights Movement, most Black Americans were poorer than their white counterparts because they were not accepted into the more affluent white American society. However, since then, even though they have gained political equality, we have not gained much progress in terms of changing poverty rates, especially across race lines. Poverty rates are higher for African Americans. Similarly, the median household income among Black Americans is still dramatically lower than among white Americans, $40,000 compared to $65,000. And the median household income wealth of white Americans is approximately 10 times higher than that of Black Americans.
Hi, I'm Jatin, and I'm here with Christelle. Christelle, do you think things are really much better than they were 60 years ago regarding racial equality?
Hi, Jatin. No, I believe that racial equality will never be achieved because, to me, the human race will never see one race. They will always see black or white or red or yellow or purple. It's just how it is. It started from the beginning of time. And we can use an example from Barack Obama's presidency when he was elected the first black president. This event gave a sense of optimism to many black Americans, but however, things have not changed in the last 8 years. There's still police shootings, there's still inequalities, there's still many other things that harm the black community.
According to Martinovich, African Americans are not just more likely to be born into families with less wealth, education, and income, but they are also more likely to live in poor neighborhoods where high-quality schools are more difficult to find, crime is higher, and other amenities are unavailable. The effects of slavery are still seen today, as blacks liberated in the South were forced to compete in a white-dominant society. Unemployment rates were high because people wouldn't hire them, and clumping together in cities may have contributed to the creation of black ghettos. Some say that social and political progress has come so far that it's only a matter of time before economic progress is achieved. After all, we have had our first black president, and African Americans have gained much political equity in municipal governments across the nation and in Congress in the House. However, it's unfair that, according to Bobolts and Yam, it's unfair that Black, Asian, and Latinx actors were completely left out of acting categories in the Academy Awards last year and the year before that. Also, according to Wolf, Blacks have made huge strides in high school education, but still lag in college graduation rates. Their incomes have risen and poverty rates have declined, but a mammoth wealth gap remains, along with persistently high unemployment rates.